Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf, your sponsor, Lui Nishmas, I'm Yaakov Shom, Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding what we come at Daf Tetzayin. The Gemara in Amud Aleph brings the things that change after a few years. And obviously there's deep inyonim over here in each sentence of the Gemara. We're going to focus on one of the last sentences of the Gemara. Shidroi shel Adam, the spine of a human being, la'achar sheva shoni, after 7 years, Nas and Nochosh, it turns to be a snake. And that's talking about if he did not bow down in Moitim. Obviously, it doesn't mean literally that a spine turns to be a snake. But there's a deeper concept over here regarding the spine of an Adam who does not bow down in Moitim and the connection to a snake. So we'll start with Divya Maharal. The Maharal over here is a Richus here in the Chiddush HaGadol. And he says a similar thing in Nesiva Avoda Perek Yud, but there he adds a few more lines that explain what he means over here. And he starts the following. The Nochosh and the Adam are very similar to each other. How do we know that? The Gemara tells us that before the Chet Adam Arishin, so Adam was supposed to be going Bekoim Moskufo. He was going in a straight body. His spine was supposed to be erect, it was supposed to be straight. Meaning, the only two creatures in the world, says the Maharal, that are going to walk around Bekoim Moskufa is an Adam and a Nochosh. And the reason they go Bekoim Moskufa, because they're considered to be kings. The Adam is Melech on the Oilam HaTachtoin, and the snake was supposed to be the Melech HaKol HaChayos, as the Gemara there in Sotah says, supposed to be the king of all the animals. So an Adam and a Nochosh have similarities in their Koim Moskufa. The problem with the Nochosh is that he took his Koyim Moskufo and he used it against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what the Maharal says in the Siva Avoido. The Koyim Moskufo, which means the personality, the independence, the fact that he's a melech, of the Nochosh took that all that power and he used that to stand against the Ribbono Shel Olam and go against the Tzivui of Hashem, not to eat from Eitz Hadas. Therefore, what's the klala of the Nochosh? The klal of the Nochosh, Dr. Maharal, is the exact opposite of Koyim Moskufo. He is going al gachoin chotelech. He's crawling on the ground. He has now less of a koimo even from any other animal. Every other animal has a little bit of a goiva. He is completely in the ground. He's completely crawling in the sand. So Yemelim, in short, the Maharal goes and concludes, if a Adam is not koireya, does not bow down in moidim. Which means, what does it mean to bow down in Moedim? To bow down in Moedim means that a person realizes and he recognizes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who gives him everything. Moedim Anach Holoch, we're pointing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the famous Yitzchak Kundun that says that the Moedim over here is not just a thank you, the Moedim over here is an admission. We admit that everything we have is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In Moedim, a person goes and subjects himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a person does that, so he's completely separated from the Nochosh. But one who is not Korean Moedim, which means he doesn't subject himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He goes around Bekoim Moskufo like the Nochosh, and he feels that he is the one in control. So you know what happens to his Amud Shedra, what happens to his spine? Turns to be the Nochosh. That doesn't mean literal the spine, but it means the concept of him going Koim Moskufo, which belongs to the spine, that connects him to the union of the Nochosh, which he gets klolo, gets punished, because of the fact that he did not bow down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Many of the Mefarshim say their own perushim on this Gemara, and I just want to add here with the Pnei Menachem, the Ger Rebbe, writes in a letter, beautiful thing. He says the following. Tosis and Amud Beis says, what's the connection of a snake to Moedim? Because the Gemara in Bracha says that when a person does Moedim, after he does Moedim, he has to get up. He has to erect himself like a snake, kechivya. So ask the Pnei Menachem, but that's after the Moedim. After the Moedim, this person has to get up like a snake. What does that have to do with Kriya B'Moedim? How does that connect with what the Gemara says? So he says, he brings a Tiferes Shleimo in the Likutei HaShas that says, what does it mean not to be Kriya B'Moedim? The Maharal says that a person is not subject himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Tiferes Shleimo adds, as someone who is a Kofu Toivo, he doesn't mock here in the Toiv of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He feels the whole time, I deserve more. Whatever I get is not enough. He's not happy with what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him. And he says, that's the part of the klola of the Nochosh, is whatever he eats sand. Afar toichel, that everything he eats tastes like sand, as the Gemara in Yuma tells us. Meaning the nochosh doesn't recognize any toifa. For him, everything is sand. He doesn't realize he's eating an apple, he's eating a grape. He frames it's a taste of a sand. So for him, everything is the same thing. It doesn't have any tam. It doesn't have any recognition. He's not able to thank Kodesh Baruch Hu for anything. A person who's korea b'moidim, he recognizes the toiva of Kodesh Baruch Hu is makir toiva. And part of makir toiva is that when you get up, after you said thank Kodesh Baruch Hu, you still realize that you didn't say one out of alfei alafim toivos you have to say to Kodesh Baruch Hu. You know how much thank yous you have to say? You didn't even start. You're still in the level of a snake. You still didn't recognize the toivah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Someone who his moedim is their way, they really recognize the toivah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he doesn't turn to be a snake. He's removed from the snake. Anyone who wants to join the Shor Machshava, please email shormachshava@gmail.com.